there. This is the story of baby Moses. After making slaves of the Hebrews, cruel Pharaoh gave orders that all of the Hebrew baby boys would be thrown into the river.
I won't give up our baby.
We've been hiding him for 3 months. As I came home from making bricks, I heard his crying.
God gave me a plan today. Come, see what I have made.
A new kind of cradle. It's waterproof with tar. What are you thinking of doing with it?
We'll put Moses in it and hide it close by in the reeds in the river. Miriam will watch him as she plays.
A wonderful plan. Pharaoh will never think of looking for a baby in the river.
Miriam watched to see that no harm would come to her baby brother. Then one day she heard voices. It was Pharaoh's daughter and her maids. She had come to bathe in the river. What if they should find her baby brother? Oh, God, keep him safe, she prayed.
Look, there in those reeds is an odd-looking basket. Go fetch it for me. Oh, a little Hebrew baby, and tears he's been crying. A beautiful child. I'm going to keep him.
Shall I go and find a Hebrew woman who can nurse the baby for you?
Yes, child, go.
So Miriam ran home and brought back her mother.
Take this child home and nurse him for me, and I will pay you well.
Later, when Moses was old enough, he went to live in the palace as the adopted son of the princess. God took care of baby Moses. This baby was precious to God. You too are very precious to God. He will take care of you. You need him, and he needs you. God showed how precious you are to him by giving that which was the most precious to his heart, to you, his son. Jesus said, "It is not the will of your Father, which is in heaven, that one of these little ones should perish, should die." Do you believe that Jesus died on the cross for your sins? Then invite him into your heart just now.